This podcast is brought to you by the Specialty Produce Network.
Welcome to Conscious Living here at the Specialty Produce Network. We are so glad you're here to support your lifestyle with the fastest growing resource for conscious families. So sit back, relax, connect, and enjoy. Everyone, welcome. Welcome to Conscious Living podcast series. I'm here live in the studio in San Diego at Specialty Produce Network, and I'm here live featuring our amazing guest from the Netherlands, halfway across the world on the iPad, that's coming in live, of Kia Teekens. Welcome.
Thank you, Ashley. Nice for having me here in the studio.
Oh, we're so excited you're here in the studio, and I can't wait to get started today. What an amazing topic, amazing process that you bring to the world and share with everyone about the idea of archetypes. What does it mean to have an archetype?
Well, we have a lot of them, and everybody has a lot of archetypes, and there's a kind of personal inner personalities you have. You play a lot of roles in your life.
Yes.
And for me, I played the teacher. And after that, I became a transformational teacher and a Jungian therapist. And then I studied about archetypes. And I would love to share this today.
Wow. Thank you so much. Yes. Yeah, so a teacher is an archetype. And so like I've been a nurse, so that a nurse is an archetype or a healthcare provider. Yeah. And Danielle is an amazing archetype of a podcast producer, right? And that's awesome. And so we can be the archetype of a mother or a daughter or what else could we be?
Well, you can be. Everybody likes cooking, some of us. So you can intend in the day that you like to be a cook and make a pan of soup. So that's about creativity. And some of us, we listen to this beautiful music of Paul Luchtenegger. You're a musician and you like to play music.
Yes.
And it's special that you have so much talent. And it's a pity that not everybody uses this talent and those archetypes.
I see.
So I like today about your treasure box to open more your own treasure box.
I would love to open our treasure box. Wow, that sounds amazing. Let's go for it.
Yeah, I'll show some a treasure box. And everybody has his own gold and his own stones and diamonds, but most of the time there are a lot of dragons on your treasure box.
Ooh.
Or you lost your key.
What's the dragon? What does the dragon do?
The dragon, the anxieties you have, your fear that you think, I'm not good enough, I'm not worth it. So, deep inside, what are you good at? But when you are a kid and you make a beautiful drawing, your teacher at school will say, what is this? And they make it this road away. And then you don't want to draw any longer anymore, never. So, and it's the same with music also. When you want to play guitar and people said, this is painful in my ears, you will never make music again. So these archetypes, you have a lot of them and you can meet them. So this is what I want to share also tonight, that you can go on a journey, a personal journey, and visit and meet your archetypes.
Wow.
Would you like to do that?
I would love to do that. What a great journey.
Yeah. And actually, you have a beautiful healer, isn't it? You are a nurse.
Yes, I'm a nurse. And I'm a mom. And I'm a wife. And I'm a daughter. Mm-hmm. And I've been a surfer.
Also and surfer.
A scuba diver. A sailor.
Also, wow.
A sailboat racer.
Yeah.
I'm an energy healer. I work with kids in energy healing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also a podcast coordinator.
Yes, I see today. You're a beautiful one. That's a good one.
So many archetypes. Yes, a cook, a cleaner, an activity person, a spiritual being having a human experience.
Yes, yeah. You can have a really internal spiritual experience when you're going to meet these archetypes.
Yes.
I'm a Jungian therapist, and I can tell something about this. Carl Gustav Jung, he was a Swiss psychotherapist, and he wrote about these archetypes as a kind of inner personalities, all those roles we play. So you're like an actor playing different roles in life. And when you have problems or you don't feel very well, you're a bit, the autumn is coming, then you can speak with your archetypes. So you can invite them. And those archetypes has a light side and a shadow side.
Ooh.
So when I, for example, I like the jester. Every day I make a lot of jokes. And when I invite the jester, I talk with him or her. And then you have a positive side, the light side. And then he's joyful. But sometimes he has a negative side. And then he's full of sarcasm.
Oh.
So it's interesting to look, are your archetypes in the light side or in the shadow side? So you can talk with them and meet them and see what's good for you. Yeah.
Wow.
So, isn't this interesting?
It's so interesting. It's so amazing. And so when we look at our archetypes, we can have insights when we're not having such a great time with this role we're playing. So that'd be the shadow side. Mm-hmm. And then what you're saying is the insightful side, the side that gives us insight, joy, experiences. Oh, like what would we like to be or do today? Gives us that opportunity to really fully maybe step in to that.
Step in and maybe you want to be a gypsy and dance all day.
Yes.
So, to explore your possibilities, because some of them, the dragons are on this, or the key is lost, so you don't open it. There are a lot of hidden talents. That's also interesting to talk about, because when you are a failure and you have anxiety, a lack of self-esteem, you don't want to open it. You think, I'm not worth enough, I'm not good enough, so you don't want to open this treasure box. So yeah, I want to invite everybody to see what's in their own treasure box, because everybody has a lot of gold. Yeah. And that starts in the childhood. A lot of people, they know when they were born, they were good in this or good in that. And during their lifetime, they forgot about it because they're very busy with their work or with their marriage or with the take care of the children. And they forgot them. So it's good to see which talents are hidden with you. Yeah.
I see. So that's really amazing. And so here in the studio, and I know in your home there in the Netherlands, you have these cards. We have different sets of cards. So one set of cards is the archetype cards.
Yes, it's this one. And you see, it's also about this dragon on this treasure box. So there is already gold on the ground.
Yes.
But sometimes you're not aware of it. So these archetypes are telling you something about your subconsciousness. So when you talk with them, you close your eyes and you go deep in a meditation, and then you see this person for you, and you can talk with him and get some more information about this archetype. And that's really interesting because with a hat, you would never know. But when you go deep inside and talk with your unconsciousness, you can take it to your consciousness and you know more.
I see.
And I think especially for children, it can be very helpful because you have to make a lot of choices, which direction they have to go to the university, which study do they want to go. And most of the time, they're too young to choose, so they don't know. So then you can take the card deck and go through this. In November, there also will be an app, and you can swipe or you look to the cards. And it's funny because this is the judge. You can see all those questions also underneath, so you can work with yourself on those archetypes to meet them and to know them better, who you are.
I see.
Make you more confident about yourself. Yeah. Does this make sense? I'm clear to tell what I tell?
Absolutely. It makes total sense. And I see inside the box that you have these cards. So what would people do to pick these cards? How would they set up the intention to guide the picking of the cards?
Yeah, there are 74 cards in it. You can take them blind or you let them go through your hands and choose a few of them. But sometimes there's also the demolisher, and the demolisher can be helpful because when there's an old bad situation, you have to demolish this situation and rebuild your life. Can be helpful. Then you choose the demolisher and the builder or the architect to have a new framework in your life.
I see.
Can be helpful. Yeah. So then you choose your cards, but you can also choose your irritating cards. It's cards that I don't want to have them at all. Can be also helpful. So these cards are beautiful. The design is beautiful. I can show a few if you like.
May I pick one here in the studio?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I'm going to pick one that, let's see, what intention shall I do? I'll pick one of the card I'd like to be today.
Okay.
After the podcast.
So I
picked Vagabond. I picked a vagabond.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
The vagabond. You can see it on the picture.
Yeah.
The songs are flies or birds. So they don't want to connect. They want to go traveling, go everywhere, and they never come home. So, and
wow.
That's okay. They don't like to connect and to travel all the time.
Yeah. I just got invited to Bali today.
Yeah, and sometimes there's the hermit. It's also an interesting one. Maybe in autumn, you go deep inside and live in your bubble with your cup of tea and your laptop. And then you can answer some questions which are on the card. So you can play your own game. But it's also very nice. You can play it in your family. You take one card before you go to sleep. Or you go on at breakfast. Everybody takes one card. And then afterwards, you can talk about it.
Oh, that's beautiful. And then you said the idea about a shadow state. So if I picked one, so I pick one, the one I don't want to be. Is that what I picked?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna pick a card of what I don't want to be. Okay, here we go. Ooh, it's two cards. It's two cards. An athlete.
Okay.
And a collector.
Okay.
That's pretty funny. I know we were working with someone for me to become an athlete. This is kind of funny.
This is really funny.
It is. So when we don't want to be something and then we know we could be something, how do we work with that shadow state? How does someone...
It's interesting in these cards, the shadow side is also in the questions and also in the design. And there's a manual book I will show you. It's in the box.
Yes, in the box, the manual book.
Yeah, you can see the light side and the shadow side, and also with the designer, it's in blue. The designer was her intention why she designed it that way. She made a mixture from the light side and the shadow side, so you will, you will see what's for you, the light and the shadow side. And that's about the self-compassion. I made also a game for that. That you to embrace the shadow side. It's not only fun in life. There's also some trouble sometimes, and you have to deal with that too.
Right. Right. So it allows you to kind of see maybe what in your subconscious and your unconscious, what you're hiding from yourself. And that may be pertinent and really supportive to embrace that.
Yes.
And to support that in your life.
Yeah, it's inviting yourself. It's really a new journey with yourself. Can be very playful, because that's one of my slogans. Life is a game and let's play it. And you can play it with yourself or with your daughter or with your family or on the company.
Yes.
So it's fun, but it's really serious too. So it's a combination with fun and serious and more conscious, more awareness about yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wow, that is so amazing. So really, every person has an archetype. Is that right?
Yes, and he doesn't have one. They have a lot of. So in the box are 74 archetypes.
Okay.
And they are everywhere. But you use 3 or 4 normally, or 2 every day. But this box is to invite yourself. And normally you use 10 to 12 archetypes in a day. They are your inner team, your dream team you're working with.
Yes.
So that you see another view of yourself and what you never noticed you are. Maybe you are an athlete. I see, you never know.
I'm an athlete with sailboat racing, but I don't do that every day. Right, exactly.
So when you go in this imagination, you can meet this archetype, and then you can see how much you want to see him every day, or once a month, or never again, or he must have a retirement metaphor for you. So yeah, you can speak with it. And it's really playful, and the designs are beautiful. So, yeah.
They really are. And, you know, you talked about a really wonderful concept here, the dream team, and how we embody or we breathe and believe and become and act and really enjoy part of life is this 10 or 12 archetypes or places that we experience in our day, and you called it the dream team, and I think that's really amazing. So when people meet with you or have a session with you, and they can be all over the world to meet you, they have the opportunity to explore this dream team of theirs.
Yes, and they will be very surprised of this information, because normally it takes time. You can meet one archetype 10 minutes or half an hour, and it looks like you have met him for years. So you get more information and you can make changes in your inner dream team. It's not your dream, it's your inner dream team. Your inner dream team. So when you play football, you also have a team. So this is your inner team, and you will never be alone, because you have always your friends with you. And you will see what's the most important one that you consult every day.
Right.
So he's your best. He's your right hand. Yeah. So that's
Oh,
so the talk with this archetype is very interesting. More information. Yeah.
Right. So you get to discover your inner dream team while working with you to understand what each of those archetypes we pull from, we gather information from, that inner guidance.
Yes.
So to speak.
Yes.
So when we want to become the cook, for example, and we're at the grocery store, we can embody that inner dream team, our cook selves, and then get insight when we're there at the market and to determine what food we'd like to serve and cook for our families.
Yeah, but but it's also about creativity. So this time you make another soup than the other day.
Yes.
So it's be more aware who you are and who you want to be. So it's also about you're the king in your own kingdom. So So it's wearing your crown with pride. So have your crown, and everybody is the king or a queen in his own kingdom. So isn't this fun?
Yes, super fun. Super fun. And the idea then is not just to bring up that archetype that you've been working with for years and kept the same pattern, but you have an opportunity to open up to more creativity, more abundance inside that role. So that role doesn't seem so boring, huh?
And you also learn to embrace your shadow sides, because they are there for everybody. So then you can share. And also in a company, it's interesting. Also in your family, it's interesting. Also only with yourself, it's interesting that you can see who you are and who you want to be. So you can make choices.
I see. So in the deck, what I could do is I could pull out when I'm being a podcast announcer and producer and coordinator, I could pull out an archetype like the artist.
The artist or the messenger, because you give messages to the people, to the parents, to the children.
Right. Yeah. And then how does that work? And how do I then see myself as a fanciful artist inside the idea? So what art are we creating in the podcasts? And today we're creating the art of archetypes, that is exploring our inner world and our inner roles that we choose to create and bring out even greater levels of expansion, insights, and creativity. Wow.
Isn't that fun?
It's so fun. It's so fun. And so, like, for example, I could pull a card in relating to when I nurse at the hospital, when I'm a pediatric critical care nurse. What would a great archetype? Here it's a cook. So I pulled the card cook. So in that idea of a cook inside being a critical care nurse, is that's what we do. We cook health for the kids, right? We bring together all these ingredients, and the ingredients is our team, right? Doctors and respiratory therapists, and we bring all these ingredients to the bedside to help the child restore their health.
Yeah, so this one, I show you this, the healer. This is a card of you, for you, and he has not a cross. She has not a cross in her head, but a heart. So you're working with the heart. Isn't that fun?
Yes, really a lot of fun. Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. And we didn't know we could bring in these other ideas that really support us in developing the... So if I bring in the healer and I bring in the idea of a cook, then I'm part of the process creating beautiful nutrition, beautiful health, beautiful opportunities to the kids in the hospital.
So and you give insight. Do you see the eye opener? Isn't that fun?
Yes.
So with a big eye. And then you can see things what other people can see.
I see.
And you can.
Yes. And I can share it with all others. And it's so, so amazing to experience this idea that I can take the roles that I'm in, even in my everyday life, and expand on them. And that brings in new resources, new people, new understanding that really brings me to a higher level of peace inside
That's
of
it.
Me. Wow.
How does that feel? Do you feel the peace?
Yes.
The computer?
I feel the peace. And then, you know, this idea of pulling the cards every day, even like maybe ones we tried when we were in France together, we tried them when, what would we like to dream with? What would we like to sleep with? What would we like to focus our rest with? And we pulled some of the cards.
You put it in the energy. The cards, the archetype, you put it in the energy.
Right.
So it gives you information and you go deep inside.
Right.
Close your eyes and then you can ask, what's the function of this archetype? And then you see images. That's what psychotherapist Carl Jung wrote about, to see images. So the archetype, Argos, Typos, it's about this image you will see. So you get an inner film of this archetype.
And inner film. And that really helps us really gather the ideas and move towards the practice of really lucid dreaming and becoming active in our dreams. To play that inner movie.
It gives a transformation in your awareness. So you never dreamed about this. So, it's really playful.
It is really playful.
It is.
It is really playful. And maybe when someone, maybe like a student, for example, I'll have the card, half the card deck here. And So let's say one of your children at home is getting ready for school and feels uncomfortable about, I don't know, science class. So you could share to the child, pull a card and let's see which archetype you can have related to helping you with science. I just pulled the card alchemist for science class. Right? So then the child
That's funny.
It is funny. That's the card I pulled.
Yeah, then you see those bottles and making them transition and you feel different. It can give you a better feeling.
Right.
And explore more about yourself. So I think this is fun and very helpful also for the kids, for the millennials, for the teenagers, because there's so much transformational process. This is the alchemist card. You can see it with this bottle.
Yes. And
it's having the hearts. Do you see it? The hearts are there.
Yes. It's really beautiful. And inside the card, so holding the card, feeling the card, remember your inner alchemist, right, is your inner scientist. And so that allows you to experience that science class now from a different perspective, knowing that you have this inside of you already.
Yeah. It is already there. That's you're your best inner healer yourself because you have all those archetypes in you. Just have to invite them, to meet them, to explore them. What's the function? What can he do for you? Make appointments with his archetype. And they will work for you. And you will work for that archetype. But sometimes they're a bit mad because you don't look at them. And you ignore them. And that's a pity. Because when you can draw very well and you never draw again, you feel really sorry for that. And the drawer, the designer, is really mad on you that you don't use him.
Yeah. Right, like me being the athlete.
Yeah.
So now I get an inspiration to start being my athletic self.
Yeah, that's
beautiful. That's so beautiful. And so we didn't know we have these hidden treasures inside of ourselves. So, for example, we could be that child that hates science class and then pulls the alchemist card and then realizes, I am an inner scientist. I have the scientist inside of me and I can bring that out, that part of me for my class. And so everyone may have forgotten some of their inner treasures inside of them that can guide them and give them insight and support them in having, like you say, a fun time playing the game of life, right?
Fun time with your dream team. But when you want to have fun time with your dream team, your inner dream team, you have to connect with them, and then you can see who is your companion, how they work together. Because also with playing football too, when you don't play together, you won't win.
Well, right. Maybe that's why I pulled the collector card with the athlete card, because maybe I need a few people in my life to help me reignite the athlete in me.
Yeah. Maybe the warrior.
And I need to collect those people in my life, those resources in my life to become the athlete.
It's about, you have to cooperate with all those people and then you're in harmony, so you will be happy.
Right.
So this is all about you meet them, choose them, you go for the cooperation, who is in your inner dream team, so then you can play your game, your life game, and life is a game, so let's play it.
Let's play
it. That's what it's all about.
Let's play it. Let's play it with experiencing our archetypes and our talents and really experiencing our inner dream team throughout our day and that we have access to remembering that which is already inside of us and open that treasure box to really experiencing the expanded fun we can have.
Yeah, find your own goals.
Yes. I love it. Well, thank you so much. And what we're going to do is at the end of the podcast and on the comments section, we're going to put a link where you can get in touch with Ofkia and where you can purchase these beautiful archetype cards. And I brought several other card decks too. One is on burnout. Another one is on self-compassion and creating that self-nurturing in our lives. And so there's lots of programs of Kia has that she brings to the world to really help with a connect in our inner guidance.
Yeah. They're always playful, so you're welcome.
Always playful, yes. And so you can reach her online at her website at ofkiatekins.com. And we will provide those links for you in the connections to all the podcasts. We thank you so much, Ofkia, for joining us today and sharing with us your gift that you've brought to the world about exploring our archetypes. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening to this podcast. We are so grateful for you tuning in and experiencing the innovations and opportunities we all can incorporate into our daily lives. Connect with us at centerforconscious.com to sign up for the latest news that showcases these revolutionary services and products. Our global website provides families with an online conduit for enrichment and transformation in all our lives. Please share with other kids and families who would enjoy these advancements in living consciously. I'm Ashley Lee, and I thank you so much for joining us.